ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, द स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 15, डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड, पार्ट 3, वर्सेस 26-36. The four Kumaras checked at the seventh gate of Vaikuntha. Lord Brahma said, thus the great sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara, upon reaching the above-mentioned Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. The four Kumaras found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated airplanes piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After passing through the six entrances of Vaikuntha Puri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, the four Kumaras saw at the seventh gate two shining beings of the same age. They were armed with maces and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. The two doormen were garlanded with fresh flowers, which attracted intoxicated bees, and which were placed around their necks and between their four bluish arms. However, from their arched eyebrows, discontented nostrils, and reddish eyes, they appeared somewhat agitated. The four great sages, headed by Sanaka, had opened doors everywhere. They had no idea of ours and theirs. With open minds, the four Kumaras entered the seventh door out of their own free will, just as they had passed through the six other doors, which were made of gold and diamonds. The four boy sages, who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere, looked only 5 years old, even though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when they saw the four sages, the two porters, who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord, they blocked the way with their staffs, despising the glories of the four Kumaras, although the sages did not deserve such treatment at the hands of the doorkeepers. When the four Kumaras, although by far the fittest persons, were thus forbidden entrance by the two chief doorkeepers of the Lord, and while other divinities looked on, the four Kumaras' eyes suddenly turned red because of anger due to their great eagerness to see their most beloved master, Sri Hari, the personality of Godhead. The four Kumaras then said, who are these two persons who have developed such a discordant mentality, even though they are posted in the service of the Lord in the highest position, and are expected to have developed the same qualities as the Lord? How are these two persons living in Vaikuntha? Where is the possibility of any enemy coming into this kingdom of God? The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no enemy. Who could be envious of him? Most probably these two persons are imposters. Therefore they suspect others to be like themselves. In the Vaikuntha world, there is complete harmony between the residents and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as there is complete harmony within space between the big and small skies. Why then is there a seed of fear in this field of harmony? These two persons are dressed like inhabitants of Vaikuntha. But wherefrom can their disharmony come into existence? Let us therefore consider how these two contaminated persons should be punished. The punishment should be apt, for thus benefit can eventually be bestowed upon them. Since they find duality in this existence of Vaikuntha life, they are contaminated and should be removed from this place to the material world, where the living entities have three kinds of enemies. Lord Brahma continued speaking to the demigods. When the doormen of Vaikuntha Loka, who were certainly devotees of the Lord, found that they were going to be cursed by the four Kumaras, they at once became very much afraid and fell down at the feet of those Brahmanas in great anxiety. For a Brahmana's curse cannot be counteracted by any kind of weapon. So after being cursed by the four sages, the two doormen of Vaikuntha spoke. It is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. But at the same time, we pray that due to your compassion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us as we go progressively downward. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Guchao, Sanshara Dwala, Avidya Jatana, Aro Nahi Shahe, Janama Marana. Mala Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Ami to kamera data, Vishaya Bhasana, Jagi che ridoye, Fadi che karama fasa, Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Kabeva jagibo ami, Kama Rupa Adi Dure Te Adhibo Ridoye Spuribe Tumi Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Ami to tomara janna, tomare charia, sanchara bhajinu, bulia apana dhanna. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. So shakali jano apanara janne dandiya ekhano sricharane eho sthano Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Ekhi vichara tabba, vimuka dekhiya, chara nidja janne, nakoro karuna labba. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Ami to murakha ati, kise bhalo hoiya, kabhu na budhinu, tai heno mama gati. Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Tumi to pandita bara, mudhera mangala, tumi ande shive. Eda sena bhavo phara, Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Gopinath, please remove the torment of this worldly existence, for I can no longer tolerate the pain of ignorance and the repeated succession of births and deaths. O Gopinath, indeed, I am only a servant of lust. Worldly desires are awakening within my heart, and thus the noose of fruitive work is beginning to tighten. O Gopinath, when will I wake up and abandon afar this enemy of lust? And when will you manifest yourself in my heart? O Gopinath, I am your devotee, but having abandoned you, and thus having forgotten my real treasure, instead, I have worshipped this mundane world. O Gopinath, indeed, you know everything. Now, having punished your servant, please give me a place at your lotus feet. O Gopinath, is this to be your judgment, that seeing me averse to you, you abandon your servant, and you will not bestow even a particle of mercy upon me? O Gopinath, I am certainly very foolish, and I have never known what is actually good for me. Therefore, such is my actual condition. O Gopinath, you are indeed the wisest person. So please, look for a way to bring about auspiciousness for this fool. And please, do not consider this servant of yours to be an outsider. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second. Krishna is above everyone. No one is equal to Krishna, nor is anyone greater than Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is described herein as Vishva Guru. Krishna is the prime living entity of this entire material and spiritual creation, and is also known as Bhuvanaika Vandyam, the only worshipable personality in the three worlds. It is said herein that the sages reached the transcendental spiritual sky by dint of their mystic power. That is the perfection of the yoga system. The rishis, the four kumaras, reached Vaikuntha by becoming lighter than the lightest, and thus passing over the space of the material world. The significance of the two doormen being of the same age is that in the Vaikuntha planets there is no old age, so one cannot distinguish who is older than whom. The word Suhriktama, or best of all friends, is important. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, he is the best friend of all living entities, Suhriddam Sarva Bhutanam. No one can be a greater well-wishing friend to any living entity than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is so kindly disposed towards everyone that in spite of our completely forgetting our relationship with the Supreme Lord, he comes himself, sometimes personally, as Lord Krishna appeared on this earth 5,000 years ago, and sometimes as his devotee, as he did in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. And sometimes he sends his bona fide devotees to reclaim all the fallen souls. Therefore, Krishna is the greatest well-wishing friend of everyone, and the four Kumaras wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The doorkeepers should have known that the four sages had no other business, and therefore to restrict them from entering the palace was not apt. In this episode, it is figuratively stated that the younger brother of desire suddenly appeared in person when the sages were forbidden to see their most beloved personality of Godhead. The younger brother of desire is anger. For if one's desire is not fulfilled, the younger brother anger follows. So here we can mark that even great saintly persons like the Kumaras were also angry, but they were not angry for their own personal interests. They were angry because they were forbidden to enter the palace to see the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the theory that in the perfectional stage one should not have anger is not supported in this episode. Anger will continue even in the liberated stage. These four mendicant Kumara brothers were considered liberated persons, but still they were angry because they were restricted in their service to the Lord. And so the difference between the anger of an ordinary person and that of a liberated person is that the ordinary person becomes angry because his or her sense desires are not being fulfilled, whereas a liberated person, like the four Kumaras, becomes angry when restricted in the discharge of duties for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been clearly mentioned that the four Kumaras were liberated persons. The words Viditatma Tattva means one who understands the truth of self-realization. One who does not understand the truth of self-realization is called ignorant. But one who understands the self, the super self, their interrelation and activities in self-realization is called Viditatma Tattva. Although the four Kumaras were already liberated persons, nevertheless they became angry. This point is very important. And that is because becoming liberated does not necessitate losing one's sensual activities. Since activities continue even in the liberated stage. The difference is, however, that sense activities in liberation are accepted only in connection with Krishna consciousness, whereas sense activities in the conditioned stage of life are enacted for personal sense gratification. The basic principle of one in the mode of goodness is to accept subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Before sages, therefore, were surprised to see that the two doormen who checked them from entering the palace were not exactly like the residents of Vaikuntha Loka. It may be said that a doorman's duty is to determine who should be allowed to enter the palace and who should not. But that is not relevant in this matter because no one is allowed to enter the Vaikuntha planets unless one has developed a 100% mentality of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. No enemy of the Lord can enter Vaikuntha Loka. The four Kumaras concluded that the only reason for the doormen's checking them was that the doormen themselves were imposters. The reason why pure souls come into the existential circumstances of the material world, which is considered to be the criminal department of the Supreme Lord, is stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 27. Iccha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yante parantapa. So Krishna says that as long as a living entity is pure, one is in complete harmony with the desires of the Supreme Lord. But as soon as one becomes impure, then one is in disharmony with the desires of the Lord. By contamination, one is forced to transfer to this material world, where the living entities have three enemies. Those enemies are known as desire, anger, and lust. These three enemies force the living entities to continue their material existence. And when one is free from these three enemies, then he or she is eligible to enter the kingdom of God. One should not, therefore, be angry in the absence of an opportunity for sense gratification. And also, one should not be lusty to acquire more than what is necessary to keep body and soul together. In this episode, it is clearly stated that the two doormen should be sent into the material world where criminals are allowed to reside. Since the basic principles of criminality are sense gratification, anger, and unnecessary lust, persons conducted by these three enemies of the living entity are never promoted to Vaikuntha Loka.
Recorded May 2nd and May 3rd, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.